Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit Sechtes auf der Zara, Perik Hei, Mishnah Dalid. Hameniach Yeinoi, if a Yid traveling with an Ovid Kechavim leaves his wine. We're talking about wine that is in sealed barrels. The Karain, in a wagon, a Besvina, or a ship. V'halachloi Bikapandri. And he goes off on a short distance, takes like a shortcut, enters through one gate, comes out through a different one. And where did he go? Nichnas l'medina, he entered the city, v'rachatz. He went to wash himself. Now, obviously, going to a bathhouse, it takes time. But he didn't tell the Eved Gechavim he was going to a bathhouse. He just said, I'll be right back. L'maisa mutter, the wine is mutter. The Eved Gechavim didn't see him go to the bathhouse. He doesn't know exactly where he went. As far as the Eved Gechavim is concerned, this person may show up any second. He's scared to touch the wine. But, if the Yisrael told the Eved Gechavim, listen, I'm going into town, I'm going to the bathhouse, and it was long enough today, as explained in the previous Mishnah, it was long enough, enough time had elapsed so that the Eved Gechavim would have been able to make a hole in the seal of the barrel, then seal the hole and allow it to dry before the Yid comes back. So he knew he can get away with this and cover his tracks. So then the wine would be asr, of Shem Megamli Alaymer, as in the previous Mishnah. No. It would have to be for a longer amount of time. Just to make a hole and cover it, so when the Yid takes off the seal, he'll look on the inside and see the hole. Now, it has to be that it can really cover his tracks without worrying. Only then is he going to do this. There has to be enough time for the Eved Gechavim to open the seal, not just drill a hole in it. The Yaguf, make a new seal for it. The Sigaf, and allow for it to dry. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Hameniach, Eved Gechavim Bachanos, if a Yid leaves an Eved Gechavim alone in his store. Avul Bishu Yaitzav Enichnas, even though the Yid goes out and comes back in many times, he is not constantly watching to see what the Eved Gechavim is doing. Mutter, the wine in the store is mutter, because the Eved Gechavim was never told how long the Yid is going to be gone. But Ve'im Haidia Shuhu Maflig, if he said, listen, I'm going to be gone for a while now. No. Then we have to worry that the Eved Gechavim perhaps did tamper with the wine. And if it was long enough, could they say, Yishtaim, V'yishtaim V'yigayv, long enough for him to make a hole in the seal of the barrel, seal the hole and allow it to dry, it would be Asr of Shem Gamil Oimer. No, it has to be longer. Could they say, Yiftach, V'yigayv V'sigayv. The wine is only Asr if the Yid was away long enough for the Eved Gechavim to open the seal, make a new seal, and allow it to dry. So basically, we have the same machloikis in three different cases. But each time, the Batnur explains that Tan is moisef anu chiddush, why the wine is mutter. In the case of where they're moving wine around, so yes, he's scared that the Yisrael is going to suddenly appear. But if he's leaving the wine on a wagon or in a ship, so there's a svara to ask for the wine, because the Eved Gechavim can quickly move away, thinking Yisrael is not going to come here. But then again, he's going to think to himself, even if I move the carriage or the wagon away, or I move the ship a little bit off to the side, how do I know the Yid's not going to show up from the other direction to catch me? Now, if you leave the Eved Gechavim in the shop, well, how do I know the Eved Gechavim is not going to lock the door and then do what he wants on the inside? That's why we have the machlokes in all three cases to tell me the chiddush. That in the event the Eved Gechavim has to worry the Yid can show up at any minute, it's mutter, even though in each case there would have been a svara to be more machmir. Again, with the wagon and the ship, because maybe he thinks he can move away. With the shop, because what if he's going to quickly lock the door?